It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The early years of elementary school are all about learning how to learn. Now, many students who missed pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade are struggling to adjust to the classroom. WNYC's Jessica Gould explains.
Jonatu Muhammad is a second grader at Kipp Elements, a charter school in the Bronx. She says she was so excited to come back after spending the past 18 months learning on a computer.
It's been super fun because I get to see a lot of new faces and new people.
But it's also taking some getting used to. The last time she was in school, she was in kindergarten.
I haven't followed directions, and I haven't wrote on school paper before, and I haven't brought my backpack to school in a long time.
Her principal, Diamond Graham, says overall kids are thrilled to be with their friends and teachers. But she's found children need some extra help with basic social skills, like sharing and regulating emotions. Now, in class, teachers are spending a lot of time talking about what it means to be part of a broader community.
It's something that we do every year, even pre-COVID. I think for some of our first and second graders, revisiting that with them has been something that we didn't anticipate having to do.
After a year and a half of loss and stress compounded by the challenges of remote learning, some children are having trouble transitioning to a classroom structure. Tova Klein is associate professor of psychology at Barnard College.
Whether that's listening to a teacher or waiting your turn or just managing yourself in a group all day long, it's a lot for them.
Kids who struggle to sit still or relate to their peers are getting frustrated and acting out.
There's more meltdowns. For some children, there's more aggression. And a lot of schools are reporting conflict.
At the same time, educators are under a lot of pressure to help kids catch up academically. But Klein says the most important thing they can do is be patient, even if that means slowing down lesson plans and adjusting expectations.
So rather than worrying about all children being behind, I think what we have to shift and do is say, everybody's lived through a pandemic. If you respect children and trust them, they'll catch up, but we need to support them at these younger levels.
At Kipp, Jonatu Muhammad says she's still getting used to life back at school.
Sometimes I think that I have to go on the computer and press the unmute button.
But like her classmates, she's getting into the groove with a little help from the occasional dance break.
This is how we do it.
Jessica Gould, WNYC News.